This is The Source on KSTX, a product of the Texas Public Radio Newsroom. I'm David Martin Davies. Starting tomorrow on PBS, the documentary series Latino Americans airs. The series relies on historical accounts and personal experiences to tell the stories of the early settlement, the conquest, and immigration of Latinos in the United States. Also, the creation of a new American identity with the influx of arrivals from Mexico, Spain, Puerto Rico, Cuba, the Dominican Republic, and countries in Central and South America. This half hour, we're going to talk to one of the PBS series of producers of Latino Americans, producer John Valadez. John, welcome to The Source.
Hey, thanks for having me.
John, I interviewed you before when you were promoting the documentary you made called The Longoria Affair. And that was also... And telling the story of the Three Rivers and the refusal to bury a veteran, a Latino-American, Mexican-American, who fought in World War II, and how that was became a drive for civil rights reform here in Texas. So so that was a program that aired on PBS, and now here PBS again turning to tell the stories of Latinos, but in a bigger canvas, a special six-hour series, Latino Americans. And I know that San Antonio plays quite a prominent role. Tell me about how San Antonio was folded into the telling of the story.
Wow. I didn't realize this before beginning the series, but in many ways, San Antonio is absolutely central to American civil rights history in many ways, and central to the story of Latinos in America. You had started off and talked about, immigration and, how America's changed. But I think we need to be reminded that the first language spoken in what would become the United States was actually Spanish. And that if you go back to the first show that's going to be in the Latino American series that's going to start tomorrow, much of it, a good portion of that hour is about Tejanos, and in particular Juan Seguin, a Tejano from, the San Antonio area, who fought on the side of Texas against Mexico, and in some ways is a Texas founding father. But unfortunately, after the Battle of the Alamo and in the ensuing years, was pretty much driven off of his land, and like many Mexican Texans of the time, was dispossessed and became essentially foreigners in their native land. And it's a painful story, but it's also part of our legacy, and it's important to understand it. But San Antonio is not just important in terms of early Texas history. There's also a critical legacy that comes out of the 1960s and 1970s out of San Antonio, and that's the birth of student walkouts, where Chicano students demanded a better education, and also demanded that Mexican-American participation in that grand narrative that we call American history, that those stories and those experiences be included in the telling of our national story, and that more Mexican-American teachers and administrators be hired. And that's critical, because that helped a generation of students go to college. And today you can look across the country and there are over 160 Mexican-American studies, ethnic studies, Latino studies programs at colleges and universities across the country. And that's made us a better country, because it's helped us to understand our diversity as a strength, and it's also helped us span divides of difference and find new connections.
Correct,
for positive change and understanding.
But there's still the debate on whether or not that we should be teaching these things, as we saw in Arizona, the Tucson Independent School District or Tucson School District, where they banned those classes and teaching that diversity. And here in Texas, with Governor Rick Perry vetoing the funding for the Mexican-American Center of Studies at UT Austin.
Yeah, I find that absolutely unconscionable and totally crazy. You know, the idea that someone like Hector P. Garcia, you know, who fought in World War II and returned to the United States and started a veterans organization that was dedicated to making sure that returning Mexican-American military veterans had access to, say, the GI Bill or were not discriminated against in employment, that's part of American history, and that's part of our common culture and our common legacy.
And that is fact, that is the GI Forum, which Dr. Hector P. Garcia founded and which still exists today to provide services for veterans and looking for ways to serve them in any number of ways.
Yeah. And it's just, it's part of our history. And to deny it or to minimize it or to dismiss it is just, I find it unconscionable, actually. I mean, I think the truth is that whenever people participate in the democratic process and they register voters and they argue and they debate in the civic discourse and they push and struggle to change legislation and shape the country, that's what America is about. That's how we do things. And Mexican Americans have played a critical role in helping to make this country a better place, a place that is true to its highest ideals and most noble aspirations, and they've fought and struggled in ways that, you know, that are where they completely participate in the democratic process, and that has to be understood and accepted. It's called equality, and it's called history. It's just what happened.
Our phone number is 614-8980, 614-8980. We welcome calls. So is this a retelling? Is Latino Americans on PBS a retelling of the civil rights struggle for Latino Americans, Hispanics, or Chicanos, whatever term we want to use right now? Or is it more than that?
I think it's much more than that. I think the struggle for equality is certainly an important part of the Latino story in the United States, but I think it's bigger than that in a way. I think for me, and if you ask different people, you're probably going to get different answers. But I think ultimately, what Latino Americans is about is the big bold statement for me is it's saying that there are many ways to be American. There's not just one way. You know, that's our diversity is a strength, and to have a brown hue of skin, and to have relatives and ancestors that come from, you know, all points south, is that's a part of the American story.
John Valadez.
As we move forward, it needs to be integrated into the narrative.
John Valadez, producer of PBS Latino Americans, airs tomorrow on KLRN here in San Antonio. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with your phone calls. This is The Source on KSTX. This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We are monitoring the situation in Washington, D.C., where the mass shooting has taken place. 12 people have been reported killed. There is one of the shooters has been killed and identified, and he has his identity has been released to the media, and he apparently has a concealed handgun registered in Texas, and apparently there is one shooter maybe still on the loose at large. We are monitoring the situation. We'll bring you information if there's breaking news. But for right now, we are talking with one of the producers of the PBS series Latino Americans, which airs starting tomorrow on KLRN here in San Antonio. John Valadez is a veteran journalist, a documentary maker concerned with issues of Latinos in Texas and across the United States. And we want to get to your phone calls, so let's get Maddie on the line. Maddie, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Yes, hi. I just wanted to thank you, Dave, for your show. It's always informative, and I love listening.
Well, thank you.
I am really excited about the Latino Americans show going to be aired tomorrow on PBS. And I thank Mr. Valadez for assisting in putting this together. I am a descendant of the Canary Islands who came to San Antonio in 1731. And I grew up here. So when I was in school, I happened to mention in class that my family had been one of the founding families as far as establishing the first civil government in San Antonio, and that I had an ancestor who fought in the Civil War, et cetera, World War One, and I was just expressing as part of Texas history. And my teacher said to me that that was impossible because San Antonio began after the fall of the Alamo. And so I was very upset, and I went home and I told my family, and they assured me that that was not the case. So I'm looking forward to the rest of the people who are not really informed about the historical aspects of San Antonio and the multicultural beginnings of the San Antonio area, that they can, in fact, embrace the qualities of San Antonio and what's made San Antonio such a beautiful multicultural and multilingual city.
Marty, thank you so much for that phone call. Really appreciate that. So John Valadez brings up a great point, is that, you know, San Antonio and the heritage that's here going back 300-plus years, most other people in the United States aren't aware that the roots run so deep here. Is your documentary, Latino Americans, is it about that? Is it about informing people who aren't up to date about, you know, what the history is?
Well, I don't know about up to date. I mean, I think it sounds like, you know, the caller, the person who made that comment should take a Mexican American studies course at, you know, one of the local colleges.
The teacher of the caller.
The teacher, right, should take a Mexican American studies course. And I think when I hear something about someone's family coming from the Canary Islands and settling in Texas in the 1700s, I just think that's cool. I think it's wonderful. And when I hear about, you know, German immigrants, you know, coming into the Texas area, I think that's wonderful too, and Irish immigrants. And, you know, it's just such a rich, you know, history that we have. And Mexican Americans need to be included in that story, and it's all... You know, we all benefit when we learn about each other, and we figure out our differences and our commonalities. Because at the end of the day, we're all American.
Sure, but you know, it's not practical to expect people who, first of all, they don't care. They're not going to take a Mexican American heritage or studies course. They're not going to invest the time and energy and finances to do that. But that's what our media is for. That's what programming like your documentary, Latino Americans, it's like taking a Mexican-American studies course, I would think, at least a quick survey of one, because it just could clear up a lot of information that people don't have.
Yeah, and I think the series is engaging and enjoyable to watch. You know, it's not dry. I mean, we go into World War II and talk a little bit about the 500,000 Mexican-Americans who fought and died and bled and were bored. You know, just like other Americans during that war, and we learn about deportations, but we also learn about success stories in, you know, in business and commerce as well. And I don't know. I think that the series is a wonderful celebration of what it means to be American, but it will also, in a very enjoyable way, help expand people's ideas about what that word American really means, because it means a lot of things, and Latinos are a critical part of that story.
Okay, back to the phones. Our number is 614-8980, 614-8980. You can also email us to thesource@tpr.org or comment on our website as well, and I'll get that information and get that on the air. So Tom is on the line. Tom, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hello. I was wondering, do y'all go over Santa Ana and Lorenzo de Zavala, or what happened to the Tejanos after the Civil War and things of that sort? I think Lorenzo de Zavala wanted the Yucatan Peninsula to be part of the United States, and I think Santa Ana was working with the Republicans to kind of try to reconstruct the South or destroy the Southern Democrats or the Jacksonian Democrats or Jeffersonian Democrats, whatever you call them. Does it kind of go into that, kind of the animosity toward Democrats after the Civil War?
John, do you know if they tackle that?
No. I this series is not going to cover all the bases, and it's not going to, we would need a 20-hour series, probably to go that deep. But what it will do is it'll give a really engaging look at what the Latino experience is, but probably not that in depth.
Okay, Tom, thank you for your phone call. I appreciate that. So, but Tom brings up a great, thing. There's so much, and you guys are tackling so much. You're not just about Mexican Americans, but it's also arrivals from Spain, Puerto Rico, Cuba, the Dominican Republic, and the countries of Central and South America. How are you going to be able to do that in 6 hours?
Well, it's really, really hard, and I think we struggled mightily. To try to craft something that is beautiful and lyrical and informative. But the key, I think, or at least our approach, was to tell stories of individual people. And through their stories and what they've went through and their personal struggles, whatever they are, that we would get an idea about a broader experience of a people. So, for instance, one of the characters in the film is... Macario Garcia from Texas, a Mexican national, an immigrant from Mexico who signed up for the Army during World War II. He's from the Sugar Land area just outside of Houston and ended up being sent to Europe to fight the Germans and single-handedly basically saved his entire company by taking out two machine gun nests and getting shot twice and nearly losing his life. And he was awarded the Medal of Honor from then President Harry Truman. And when he returned back to South Texas, he was like a rock star. I mean, he was the guy who received the big one, the Medal of Honor. And it didn't take too long. He was only back less than 2 weeks when he went into a restaurant to try to get a meal, and he was refused service because he was a Mexican. Something that was common during that era. But it revealed something about where the country was and where it needed to go that Mexican Americans or Mexican nationals, could sacrifice their lives in the service of freedom against tyranny and come back and be treated like like second-class citizens.
Okay, I have a question from online. It says that, there's a benefit to having Latino Americans representing and advocating for Latinos and telling of their own stories. And as the series producer mentioned, Texas and San Antonio figure prominently in the history of Latinos in the United States. Did any of the production team for the series come from Texas? And if not, is that an issue in terms of accurate and fair representation?
That's a really good question. Did any of the production team come from Texas? I'm trying to think. I don't believe any of the producers were born in the state of Texas. I can tell you a little bit about me.
Sure.
I live in New York. I was born in Seattle. But my family comes from Isleta, which is just outside of El Paso. And that's where I have my deepest roots and where my family, for most of my family history in the United States, comes from.
I'm going to get one more caller on the line here. Yeah. Armando, you're on the air. Welcome to The Source.
Thank you. Yes, I studied up in Wisconsin. I grew up in the south side of San Antonio. And when I went up there, my political science professor asked us, each student, how do you identify yourself? And I said, I'm a Chicano. And I explained to my classmates what that meant. And real quickly, I also realized by working with a lot of Latinos on my campus from all over the United States and all over the world, how different what their interpretation of who they are. But even within geographically within San Antonio, I think it's pretty phenomenal working within your own community. Like we're here in the Mission San Jose District area, I have Mission descendants, Canary Islanders, those that identify as Native Americans. But what really told me that we're all part of the same thing was that European and Mestizo mix. But we just geographically, like anybody, any other culture, we are very specific to our area in terms of beyond language and beyond other cultural affinities to you know, what influences in that area. So I think that that's very important to always remember.
All right, Armando, thank you so much. Thank you for your phone call. Good comments. So John Valadez, there was a few years back another PBS series called Chicano, which looked at the civil rights struggle specifically of Chicanos in the United States, mainly Mexican Americans. And but this is more than that. You're looking at the assimilation as Latinos become more part of the fabric and the driving force of where America is going.
Yeah. Well, here, can I just say a couple of things?
Yeah.
You said a few years back, the Chicano series came out 17 years ago. Okay? Now, real quick, American, you know, broadcast television began in 1939. So for 74 years until today, there has never been a national series on primetime television that tells the story of Latinos, or attempts to tell the story of Latinos during all of that time. And so I think we're kind of at a watershed moment that we've finally reached where we're in a position where we can tell our own story and claim our own space as Latino Americans, as Chicanos, as Cuban Americans. And, you know, I mean, I heard one comment, someone said to me, why Latino Americans? Why can't you just be American? You know, and my answer is that there are many ways to be American. And for us, we should be able to define our Americanness in whatever way we want, because that's what freedom is all about.
Right. And there is an experience, a shared experience, a struggle that has taken many years to arrive at. Thank you so much, John Valadez, on PBS starting tomorrow, Latino Americans. This is The Source. We'll be right back.